As we wrap up the year here at the Climate Discussion Nexus, I want to step off the stage a bit and talk to you about what we've done and how you can help. As I mentioned recently, we don't have a big budget and a fancy studio. We don't even have a green screen. This really is my living room with a real fire burning actual wood, and we do our summer filming upstairs in my real study with an actual bookshelf of real books. We'd love to have more resources for all the projects we'd love to tackle, but it's up to you. So, I do thank everyone who's helped to make our work possible, including over 16.6 million views on YouTube alone, nearly 4.2 million of them just in 2025. In that year, of course, we also put out 48 newsletters, as many of the associated readout videos, and our first full-length documentary, In the Dark, Senegal as a Case Study in Energy Poverty. Much of it, I might add, shot on a GoPro. We didn't have a massive team, including tripods and sound engineers. And we're going to keep going, including a filming trip to the Arctic this coming spring to talk about the ice, ice ages, and the long and impressive sweep of geological history and its importance to the climate debate and climate science today. But here's the thing. Climate alarmists frequently accuse skeptics of being venal deniers, which is an ugly word evoking Holocaust denial, but also claiming that we're in it for the money, that oil companies are shoveling big bucks our way to engage in falsehoods that will assist them in destroying the planet. And of course you, CDN viewers, know what a slander that is. We don't believe greenhouse gases are destroying the planet, and that if we did believe it, no sum of money could possibly induce us to tell lies about it, let alone to help burn up the only planet that we live on or could live on. The money that we get, including from you, comes to us because of what we believe, not the other way around. But you also know that it's a nasty lie in another way. Namely, we're not the ones with all the money. In fact, I was just reading a news story, quote, Swiss billionaire Hans-Jörg Weiss sent $40 million to liberal groups working to kill U.S. oil production and turn out climate voters, records show, end quote. Now, we believe in freedom and an engagement. And if Weiss wants to give $40 million to left-wing groups, he may certainly do so. But we at CDN don't have $40 million. We don't even have a fraction of that kind of money. How dare they plead poverty? Or how about this one? In the National Post, Tristan Hopper recently wrote about how the Canadian federal government alone gives out a stunning array of lucrative grants to left-wing groups to create the illusion of strong civil society pressure for the government's favorite projects, including something called the Canadian Climate Institute, which poses as an independent, neutral expert group and is regularly treated that way by journalists and even parliamentarians. But, Hopper says, it was created by Environment and Climate Change Canada, and in 2023 alone, it received, wait for it, $30 million in public money, quote, as a grant for an expert engagement initiative on clean growth and climate change, end quote. And here I am asking you for 10 bucks. Okay, 10 bucks a month, so just over a century every year. And yes, I know times are tough. I know there are lots of worthy causes to donate to once you're done putting food on the table and a roof over your head. I know a lot of people are giving us what they can afford, and we really appreciate it. But also, we really are up against a massively funded campaign of governments, by governments, and for governments that will make energy and everything that comes from energy, which is everything you have or aspire to have, more expensive. In fact, it already is making energy more expensive and everything else. So, if you believe in a fair fight, it's not fair that they have all the money, let alone that they then lie that we have it. Now, don't get me wrong, we love what we do. If I were rich, I would do this for free. But I too have bills to pay, to keep CDN operating, and to keep myself from starving. So, if you value our work, if you can afford it, and if you haven't already, please make a pledge. $10 or $20 a month is nothing to what the alarmists get, but it's plenty for us to push back, as we have done, and as we will do. And you know what we're up against. So thanks for watching, subscribing to, and supporting the Climate Discussion Nexus, and we'll see you in 2026.